Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So it was George, myself, Tim, and I think a couple of security guys.
The night before the game, we were all in Michael's room, hanging out.
But it's like 10:30 at night. I'm hungry.
No room service. Michael gets hungry. So, all right, so we're calling all these different places. George and I are looking around. We find one pizza place open. One.
So he ordered a pizza, and when the pizza came, there was four or five guys outside the door.
Five guys delivering one pizza.
You know, it's very rare that you get five delivery guys from, you know, the pizza place to bring you your pizza.
And they're all trying to look in, and, you know, everybody knew it was my. So I take the pizza, I pay them, and I put this pizza down, and I said, I got a bad feeling about this.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody else eats it. Eat the pizza.
Well, I'm eating pizza right now because Pizza-Friendly Pizza and Steve Dolinsky have set me up with a slice of something absolutely wonderful. God, this is good. It's got heat and it's got the porkiness and these cup and char little bits of pepperoni. My goodness, is this fabulous. Steve Dolinsky is on Twitter, at Steve Dolinsky. He's ABC7's food reporter. He's the host of the Feed podcast, the Pizza City podcast. He is the author of a new book, Pizza City USA, 101 Reasons Why Chicago is America's Greatest Pizza Town. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How are you, Steve?
I'm great, Dan. And I know Jordan wishes he had a slice like the one you're having.
Yeah, what am I eating here? What is this? And where is all this deep heat coming from?
It's coming from the Izzo Sausage Company out of Columbus, Ohio. That's the pepperoni that Noah Sandoval is using on his Sicilian slices. There's also probably a little bit of Calabrian chili there for a little punch.
That's it.
That's the Calabrian chili, yeah. And are you noticing? I think the experience that you're going to get with this Sicilian is more textural than anything. You've got that really light, crispy undercarriage, also called a skirt. You've got the open crumb on the side, very light focaccia-like. It looks heavier than it actually tastes, right?
I was just going to say that is the first thing I thought was, oh boy, look at this thing. And then it's just like, it's a pillow. You bite right through it. When you pick it up, it's literally lighter than it looks like it's going to be when you hold it. But it's a multi-sensory experience because you bite through it and it's not what you think it's going to be.
Right, so I do all the inside baseball stuff is on my website today at stevedolinsky.com. But what happened was I connected Noah, the chef there, to a guy in Vegas named John Arena. He's got a place called Metro Pizza. And he's kind of the godfather of Sicilian pizzas in this country, and he really helped talk the chef through this recipe. The reason you're having this experience where you look at it and it seems heavier than it actually tastes is because of fermentation. That dough rests for 5 days. And then they bake it on the sixth day. And it just gives the time for the yeast to eat those sugars, to create carbon dioxide. And it just gives you this really light, airy, beautiful dough. And very few places in Chicago are doing it. But as I talk about on my site today and the last couple of days, more and more places are getting into the Sicilian style, the Roman style, the places that we've never really traditionally had in Chicago.
if people want to see the pizza here, and I'm going to get in trouble because our boss Mitch Rosen, his biggest pet peeve is people chewing on the air and hearing like ASMR chewing noises coming through the radio. So it's killing me to not be able to take more bites out of this right now. But you can follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, if you want to get a look at this gorgeous piece of pizza. And you're reporting on this, a three-part series on your website. I feel like I've been in a science course. I really do, because I mean, so much of the passion that comes through is through the type of flour, the amount of gluten in the flour, not to mention the conductivity and thickness of the pan, what metal is used in the pan, and all the heat. This is really a science piece as much as it is a food piece.
You're exactly right. I mean, pizza is so much more than just sort of throwing dough into a pan and baking it. I mean, when you think about just the amount of water you're going to mix into your dough, that's an issue, the hydration. When you think about the type of flour, like I said, in this case, when you're eating, he was going to start off with a certain type of flour, but then this guy, John Arena, said, no, you got to use Caputo Americano because it's got barley malt in it. And then you think about how long you're going to let it ferment and what kind of pan you're going to put it in. You know, in Detroit, they like these Lloyd steel pans, these blue steel pans, and other places they like an aluminum pan. I mean, it all affects the finished product. And I've learned so much just by, you know, talking to people, eating pizzas around the country, really. I mean, I spent a lot of time in New York, too, eating their pizzas and seeing what the difference is. You know, for forever in Chicago, it's just always been tavern style, thin, throw it on the deck of the oven, cut it into squares, or a deep dish in a round, deep pan, you know, put that fat, heavy dough into the pan, top it with cheese and sauce and toppings, bake it for 45 minutes. But there's a lot that goes into these different styles. When you talk about Roman or Detroit or Sicilian or even the bakery slices, and a lot of people in Chicago say, well, hang on a second, this is not a new trend, because I've been going to Sicilia Bakery or Sicilian Bakery in the Northwest Side or D'Amato's in Westtown for 70 years. Well, those folks really do bakery style pan pizzas and sheet pans, as opposed to what you're eating, which is the Sicilian, which is a longer fermentation.
You mentioned four different separate rectangular slices, and all with unique characteristics. Detroit style, you mentioned, Sicilian, which I have in front of me here. Then there's grandma style and Roman style. Now, we were relatively recently in Rome, and we had a wonderful day with a private tour of the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel, the Vatican Museum in St. Peter's. And after this incredible day, seeing some of the greatest art in the world and in Michelangelo's own hand, all we were talking about was the slice of pizza we had at Alicia Pizzeria right next to the Vatican. And it was one of these fabulous Roman places. And we watched them with these big square knives cutting rectangles. And it was, I just got a simple slice with a little bit of wild mushroom on it. It's one of the best bites I've ever had in my life.
You travel just like I do, Dan, because I've been to that Alice near the Vatican. I was there 2 years ago. I thought it was called Alice, but it's Alice. And you're right. It's Roman al taglio, which means by the cut. And the style, we have that here now in Chicago. It's a place called Bonci. They started in Rome with a place called the Pizzarium, but in America it's called Bonci, named for Gabriele Bonci, the chef. And they cut it with scissors. They weigh it, and you pay by the pound. And the hallmark of Roman pizza is it's crispy. A lot of people think, well, because it's got a long fermentation, it looks like focaccia on the outside, it's going to be soft and spongy. But no, the bottom is really, really crispy. It's baked on a stone deck. That dough is fermented for at least 36 hours up to 72 hours. And the toppings are where they get really creative. You mentioned a couple of the toppings, but I mean, typically in Rome, you could have potato rosemary, you know, with no sauce, or you'd have a marinara with no cheese, or like at Bonci in Chicago, the only one we have in Chicago is in the West Loop now on Sangamon. You might find octopus or shaved zucchini with black pepper and lemon zest. Really creative flavors, but really interesting dough. It's all about that great crust and that really crispy crust underneath, and that's Roman. Grandma is the real outlier. That's the one that we've never really seen in Chicago. Big on the East Coast, started in Long Island in the 80s at a place called King Umberto's. It's like a Sicilian, but it's smaller and crispier. It doesn't ferment and proof as long. And because grandma didn't have time to wait, you know, for dinner, she made the dough in the morning, let it sit out at room temperature to rise, and then baked it that night for dinner in a sheet pan. And so there's a guy named Professor Pizza, and he does a pop-up every week, Fridays and Saturdays, over at the Full Shilling, which is just a block north of Wrigley, right next to the Metro. And you can order ahead. You pick up your grandma pizza there. It's pies only, not by the slice. And he does a couple different flavors. It's really unique. It's something really special. I write about it in my post yesterday, again, at stevedolinsky.com. We talk about the grandma style. But that's something I hope to see more of in Chicago.
What's the pizza culture like in general in Chicago now? I know that I know people who are in the beer industry, and it's really collaborative for them. Even though it's competitive, they feel they're in it together, and there's sort of a fraternity and sorority idea of that particular community. Do pizza bakers say my way is the right way and you are wrong, or is there compromise? Is there experimentation, and is there support in the community?
There is both. I think the old style places say, I'm not going to share my recipe. It's what made us famous. It's what put us on the map. There are legendary deep dish places. There are legendary tavern styles. And if you were going into the business today and wanted to do a tavern style joint and called up Pat's or called up Vito and Nick's, I doubt they would help you with the recipe because that's been proprietary. That's what they do. That's special. But then there are these young kids like, pizza, fried chicken, ice cream. I wrote about today. They're in Bridgeport. Or Pizza Friendly Pizza, the one you're eating now in Ukrainian Village, or Ludlow Liquors in Avondale. Those guys are into experimentation, and they're into, being collaborative. And so sort of young and curious, and they want to learn. And frankly, this guy in Vegas, he's not threatened by a guy in Chicago. They're not going to take business away. So he's happy to share his knowledge. He's been doing this for 20, 30 years. He's happy to share what he knows already. I think in Chicago, you do see both. You see some collaborative, and you see some that say, no, I'm going to hold this close to the vest.
Talking with Steve Dolinsky on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and obviously your passion for pizza comes through in your writing about it, the book Pizza City USA, and this series of essays. And are there any places exotically? I mean, you mentioned spending time in New York, and obviously you've been to Rome. I have heard stories. I had a friend who spent time in Bosnia, and he said because of its proximity to Italy, he said there is spectacular pizza in Bosnia, in Croatia. And I'm wondering where else and what else might be out there next.
Well, that makes sense because you're right across the ocean, right from Italy. So it does make sense in Bosnia. I've heard from very good sources, and I've seen stories written about Japan. The Japanese have this culture called shokunin, where they're masters of a certain skill, whether it's tempura or sushi or what have you, rice making. And there are shokunin now in Japan, in Tokyo, making what I've heard world-class Neapolitan pizzas as good, if not better, than what is in Naples. So I think if you're ever going to go to Japan and you want to have great pizza, you go to Tokyo. And I think New York is still a great place to see a lot of different pizzas, although they tend to do a couple of styles and they stick to those styles, and that's really all they do. But I still think that's a must visit if you're going to be checking out boxes and you want to go eat pizza. I don't find that much great pizza really outside of those major places. Like, I've had pizza in Southeast Asia. It's awful. Part of it's the humidity, part of it's the flour they're getting. They just don't have the skill set. They haven't had the training. When you get guys in Chicago who've worked in New York, who've worked in Japan, worked in Europe, worked in Rome, they come back home and they say, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to recreate what I tasted. That's where a community ends up benefiting, because they get somebody with not only the passion, the experience, but the taste memory. That's really important. You got to taste great pizza to know how to try to recreate great pizza.
And people always ask, what do you like? What's your favorite? And I can't really give an answer, because sometimes it feels right that I want a big, thick bite of a Lou Malnati. Sometimes I just want that little, corn flour slice of Barnaby's, and reminds me of my childhood and going to birthday parties there as a kid growing up in the suburbs. Other times I want a New York slice, and I'll go to Jimmy's here or Luigi's on Clark, because I just want to fold up a greasy New York slice and have it dribble down my chin. I don't feel I have to commit. And if that makes me some sort of an outlier or wishy-washy, I don't care, because I can contain multitudes.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And the places you mentioned are all great. The thing in Chicago that I've discovered, and by the way, I'm originally from Minnesota, but I consider myself a Chicagoan because I've lived here for 30 years. People from Chicago, born and raised, are extremely parochial about their pizza. Like you mentioned Barnaby's. My wife is the same way. She grew up in Wilmette. That is her go-to pizza. I can tell where somebody is from by their favorite pizza. If they say, I love Armand's, I know you grew up in Elmwood Park. If they say, I love Aurelio's, I know they're from Homewood and Flossmoor. I mean, it's that's how easy it is to predict in Chicago. But I think what you're saying and why I wrote the book was, you know, we've got 10 styles of pizza to talk about in Chicago, merely now an 11th with this grandma. And I think that's what makes Chicago so great. You know, Chicago is this city of experimentation. Broadway shows come here to do tryouts. Restaurants like Alinea exist because people like to try and experiment. Architecture, that's a no-brainer. Same thing with pizza. People can try things out here, and they're not going to be crucified because they don't do it exactly like they're doing it in Midwood, Brooklyn, or exactly like they're doing it in Long Island. You can experiment a little bit, and people give you some leeway here, and I think that leads to a lot of creativity.
Where does Pequod's fit in all this real quick? Because the text line is blowing up. People are just screaming Pequod's. I guess that is a niche fandom that it feels very strongly.
It is niche. It's in my book. I think what Pequod suffers from is a little bit out of whack OBR. In the book, I talk about optimal bite ratio. And when you go to Pequod's, and I've been there several times over the last 2 years just to make sure I wasn't off my rocker, you have too much bottom crust that overwhelms the top third, which is the best part of the pizza. And when I bite into pizza, I want to have equal amounts of crust cheese sauce topping as I go. I find that more often than not at places like My Pie that have been around since 71, which is actually just 5 months younger than Lou's. Also La Briola downtown and in Riverside. There's a great deep dish that is kind of modeled on the Burt's and the Pequod's from the early 70s. But Pequod's gets a lot of love in the press, and I know people love going there, and it's a lot of generations. But I do think the bottom crust overwhelms the top third, which is the best part.
Well, this is great stuff here that you sent from Pizza Friendly Pizza, and I have a feeling that my kids have already destroyed what is left of this downstairs. So I'm going to hurry up and get off the air and see if I can get another slice of it. Anyway, this was a real treat in a lot of ways. Steve Dolinsky, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.